try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again, there's no use giving in, there's no way to know. No, we'll never know what might have been.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's airline El Al has suspended flights from Tel Aviv to Moscow because of disruptions in Russian airspace. This comes as a U.S. official tells ABC there are early indications the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy says if that was Russia, he does not expect forthcoming details.
Whoever fired that missile at this aircraft, whatever military unit is, already knows they did this. So if this does prove to be them, then not only did they do it, which shows a pretty profound act of negligence, but it shows a willingness to try to cover it up.
For the second time in about a month, a stowaway made it on board a Delta Airlines plane. This person discovered on the plane before it took off from Seattle, and a New York judge ruled that for now, the woman suing Jay-Z and Sean Combs alleging sexual assault can remain anonymous. They deny the claims. This is ABC News. The new elections in Germany are now set for February 23rd. The president's official order comes after the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition earlier this month. Due back in court in New York City today, the man accused of setting a woman on fire on a subway car. The suspect, Sebastian Zapeta, charged with murder and arson. Reverend Kim McCall with Crisis Action Network at a vigil for the victim on Thursday. She has still not been identified.
The slogan in this city is, if you see something, say something. But no one said nothing. No one did nothing. They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
Mayor Eric Adams suggesting federal prosecutors take the case, and a warning from Hawaiian officials to keep kids away from the Kilauea volcano after a toddler started running towards a cliff edge. His mother pulled him back. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Lux from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over. At Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Now this news update for Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Sean Maloney. The City of Madison Clerk's Office says almost 200 ballots from the November 5th general election were not properly processed.
In a statement on Thursday, the Madison Clerk's Office said 193 mainly absentee ballots were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. The Clerk's Office said that number was not enough to affect the outcome of any race or referendum, but Mayor Sati Cynthia Rhodes Conway said in a separate statement that a thorough review of the city's election policies and procedures will be conducted. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection said yesterday that birds at a commercial poultry farm in Burnett County were destroyed to prevent spread of H5N1 virus and that it will not enter the food system. Earlier this month, Wisconsin's first human H5N1 case was confirmed in a worker at a Barron County farm. And prison time for a Price County man who admitted to killing a woman. Christopher Dyer will serve life in prison for killing Denise Schwarz April 13th outside a Park Falls home, though a judge did grant the 50-year-old the ability to apply for parole after 30 years. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Foggy and drizzly with scattered rain possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 42. Tonight, more rain. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain tonight. Tomorrow, more clouds and a little bit of light rain in the morning with a high near 44. You can save money with lower cost health insurance and better coverage. Call 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was painted red. The stripe was white. It was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta. I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. The piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knife, make it whine, he'd say. You can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was
Just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, 2 hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was Mario Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, 3 daughters of mom. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, 2 hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. And a Cajun beat, when it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. And I never have a wander down to New Orleans, never have tripped it down a bayou stream. But I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a Highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge and I won't forget. Send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Stew and a crawfish pie. A Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta's quiet show. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north it's a cold, cold rain. And there ain't no cure for my blues today, except when the paper says Beau Soleil isn't coming into town. Baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. From a Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Red occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, I wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Hey, shit.
should catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say, I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayers. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said, I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light. Close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love? I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. Oh, I'm
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lone Star, and I'm already there here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures low to mid-30s across the region this morning. Rain on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour in our newsmaker segment, we'll see what might be happening with the dairy markets in 2025. We're going to talk with some folks from Total Farm Marketing coming up next hour, or this hour rather, as I had a chance to talk with them during the Milk Business Conference. We continue on with our spotlight on the Auth Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and we'll have our next interview, our next spotlight this morning. That starts at about 9:10. here on WRDN. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker. Feed Form Friday.
With Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Welcome to today's Feed Form, and we're going to talk about managing fresh cows with a focus on ketosis. This was presented by staff from the University of Minnesota Veterinary College. We know ketosis is always a challenge. There are two types of ketosis. One is subclinical, which means that we measure the beta-hydroxybutyric acid, known as BHBA, and it's subclinical between 1.2 and 1.9 millimoles per liter of blood. Clinical, this is the cow that has clinical ketosis, that number goes over 3 millimoles per liter as well. We know that the animal that develops ketosis impacts milk yield, dry matter intake, fertility, and it increases culling as well. One of the interesting things we should be looking at, when are we going to actually measure this on cows? We will be looking at cows that are fresh in the first 9 to 10 days, some people say 15 days after calving. And you're going to find two different levels. If that level, and we bleed, say, 20 or 30 cows, if it's less than 15% of the herd, then we should be a monitoring phase. If we are over 15 to 40%, then we got to be sampling and adjusting and treating those cows. In most cases, this drenching with propylene glycol as well. If it's over 40%, you might as well just start an aggressive program and start drenching these cows. Continue until the BHBA, the ketone bodies, drop down as well. The Minnesota group also does some field studies here. Their first study, they reported on 362 cows, these are multi-pairs cows. And in the first week, they saw about 5 or 6% of these animals. And that resulted, those cows that were high in those numbers for subclinical produced about 2,000 pounds less milk in that given lactation there. And it took 21 days longer to get these cows pregnant and an increase of 21% in the culling rate as well. So their key is a test in the first week especially. Those animals that had high BHBA in weeks 2 and 3 had very low levels of losses or problems in the herd. They also did a big field study on and with some 2,091 cows, 6 different herds in the Midwest here, and the level of subclinical was 17 to 20%, and these usually are multi-pairs cows, but certainly they are at-risk cows as well. Some use, we're going to look in the future using rumination collars to see if we can evaluate those cows that are maybe having to pull blood samples on these cows. And that would be another tool farmers can look at, especially those farms that have it as well. There are some other treatments. If you have clinical ketosis, you are probably going to go in with dextrose. That's sugar. You're going to IV that, a half to one bottle of dextrose, a B12, and then the propylene glycol. Subclinical, you're going to use basically the propylene glycol and perhaps B12 as well. Two other ones would be when you give dextrose, remember that does affect decreased fat mobilization, but also slows down glucose synthesis because the cow now has this extra source of glucose. So just be aware of that one. And diazinazone product, that's a glucocorticoid. Some farmers and veterinarians will inject that into cows, but that can impact the immune system on these cows. So our take-home messages are, number one, early detection is key in the treatment protocol, depending on the type of ketosis you see in the first week versus the second or third week. And we realize that all cows will not need treatment here, especially with the IVs as well. Well, that completes the program for today in ketosis. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. What's the outlook for food prices in 2025?
Agriculture Department economist Megan Schweitzer says,
in 2025, prices for food at home are predicted to increase by 0.8%.
0.8%, not even 1%, just 0.8%.
For most categories in 2025, we're predicting price growth to be pretty similar to 2024 and below long-term averages for most categories.
Megan Schweitzer says that 0.8% forecast is just the middle of a wide range of early forecasts, which do include the rare possibility of food prices dropping below year earlier levels.
It's not very common for grocery prices to decline, but we did have a few years in 2016 and 2017 where prices declined.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Travis Tritt, take it easy, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 35 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the January contract is traded this morning, up 1 cent to 1963, February at 1990, March 1988, April 1951. Cheese markets were steady yesterday, barrels at 174, 40-pound blocks at 186, no trades on the day. Cash butter down a half to 257 and a half, one trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 138 and a quarter, four trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 74 and no trades on the day. Traders came into the cattle markets aggressively Thursday with the idea that cash cattle will trade higher. Strong boxed beef prices and higher futures may leave feedlots holding firm with their offers today. Hogs struggled for much of the day yesterday, but managed to hold on closing mixed as demand seems to be holding. Cattle is called a mixed today. Hogs, though, are called lower. December live cattle opens today at 192.77, February 190.10, April 192.60. January feeder cattle open at 259.30, March 259.50, April at 260.02. February hogs open at 84.20, April 89.25, May at 93.30. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower after the big gains from yesterday. Soybean meal production issues in Illinois led soybeans to move sharply higher. That helped corn and wheat. And there has been some profit taking in the grain markets this morning after the big gains from yesterday. March corn down one this morning to 452 and three quarters. May and July both down a half. May at 460, July at 463 and a quarter. New crop down one and a half to 440 and a quarter. January beans down one and three quarters to 986 and a quarter. March down three and a quarter to 994. May down three to 1004 and a half. New crop down two and three quarters to 1006 and three quarters. January soybean meal down $1.20 to 304.50. And January soybean oil up 32 cents this morning to 39.79. Chicago wheat, March down two and three quarters to 538 and a quarter. May down two and a half to 549 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, March down three and a half to 590 and a half. May down three to 599 and a quarter. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 62 cents to 70.24. March up 59 cents to 69.82. And January and February gas both up 2 cents. January at 196, February at 197. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 397, January 4 even, new crop 382, cash beans 908, January 913, February 912, new crop at 920. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash January and February corn 413 and three quarters, March 415 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 419, January 414, new crop 393. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 398, new crop 391, cash beans 908, new crop at 934. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 402, new crop 392, cash beans 903, new crop at 919. at Red Wing Grains, cash March corn at 426, April 441, May 443, and new crop at 402. March beans at 958, April 973, May 975, and new crop at 944. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 4 even, new crop 383, cash beans 917, new crop 936. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 176, market cows 77 to 118, bulls 125 to 150, calves 390 to 990, beef steers 190 to 390, Holstein steers 132 to 315. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes and rams 190 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to the dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory. Head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me. But that's what I get, I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. I guess that I should thank my unlucky stars. I'm alive, and you're the way you are. But that's what I get, I've come to expect it from you.
what you've gone and done to me. I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. I could raise hell, but what the hell, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Pack and leave, my heart agrees, it seems to think that I should. There won't be no more next time doing me wrong. You'll come back this time to find out that I'm gone. But that's what you get. You should expect that from me. That's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Milk Business Conference. Thank you to our sponsors, including Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran, Synergy Co-op, also the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. I am with Mike Rush. He is with Total Farm Marketing, and we're going to talk with Mike about what he sees in the crystal ball coming up in 2025. It's always kind of an interesting thing to see what could be happening here with the dairy markets at the end of the year. And Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. Okay, I did see the WASDE report from the Thursday, and they had said, okay, we're going to see some additional cow numbers potentially and that sort of thing. Is that going to be a problem for the dairy markets here next year?
Well, there's always a potential it can be. Obviously, what has gotten us to a higher milk price here over the last couple of years has been cow numbers being down and a good product disappearance. Next week, Thursday, is the U.S. Milk production report. That should hopefully provide some direction on this. And, of course, the market will be looking at cow numbers. Cow numbers have been on a steady increase over the last several months. So this report will give us a bit of a view on if that trend is continuing. If it is, I mean, it's going to put some headwind on top of this market. But the biggest issue as of recently is with products, cheese and butter, of course, being down. That's just taken some of the wind out of the class markets.
And, you know, let's look at the cheese markets. You know, normally in the fall, we kind of see we see a nice bump in cheese because of football and football and football. And the Packers aren't that bad, so, you know, but it just, there was a bump in summer, but then there was kind of nothing after that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, sometimes that holiday demand does get pulled forward, and that's what some are looking at. You look at overall numbers in cold storage, they're still tight. I mean, they've bounced a little bit, but they're still tight compared to the five-year trend. So if that does continue, and we get a bump in cheese prices, some bidding in cheese, I think we can see that disappearance continue. You look at the world market, we're quite a bit behind the world price on cheese and butter both. Some might have to do with the U.S. dollar being higher, but this should open the door for some good buying interest. So both spot markets are trying to find a bottom here and hopefully pull in some buying as we end out the year.
Talking with Mike Rush with Total Farm Marketing from the Milk Business Conference. So, Mike, we had the election, okay, so we have the new administration. Is that going to potentially play into any of this? Markets hate uncertainty. That was one of the things I was taught when I was back in college. Uncertainty makes markets, they don't like that. So is that something that we have to kind of watch at least early on?
I think we do. You know, there's a lot of talk of tariffs, and that can ruffle a lot of feathers. I guess time will tell. I mean, it could have an initial bit of an impact on the market, but more of that probably is more knee-jerk and reactionary than it is long-standing. I mean, Class 3 milk futures have fallen from nearly $25.50 down to about $18.20, and then we recovered here recently a bit back to $19.25. I think we can expect to see this market kind of stay within a range. The question is, will we see good demand on the products to really kind of pull us back up towards those top prices?
Was that drop from the 25 to 18, was that overdone, or was that fundamentally
correct?
Yeah, it's always a tough question. But when you look at how cheese and butter both have fallen, it's normal that you're going to see the class markets fall as well, too. So it's hard to tell. But again, at these levels with the discount to the world market, it should find some good buying interest here soon.
All right. Mike Rush with Total Farm Marketing. If you'd like more information, you can always visit them online at totalfarmmarketing.com. From the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
The dreary weather will continue in our ag weather forecast as another system moves in, bringing more clouds and more steady rain. Looks like we could see anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain later on tonight. By the end of next week, temperatures will cool closer to normal with highs only in the teens and lows in the single digits. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have areas of fog as well and rain and highs low 40s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Rain chance near 100%. Tonight, rain and fog with lows in the upper 30s. East winds at around 5, shifting to the west. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 20% chance of rain in the morning. Partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs low 40s. West winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lows near 30. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs near 40. For Monday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of snow in the morning with highs in the upper 20s. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, we'll have highs in the low 20s.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
It's not in a horse's nature to be cooped up in a stall all day long. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There's something wrong with a horse that is constantly walking around his stall as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
You can often tell a horse's mood just by watching it in the stall. Horses that are bored or nervous can't be still. They consistently walk circles or pace back and forth to expend energy and calm themselves. This is called stall walking, and it's a hard habit to break. Carrie Williams is the equine extension specialist with Rutgers Equine Science Center in New Jersey. She says constant stall walking is hard on the horse's legs. The hooves may wear unevenly, and it can develop joint and tendon problems from walking very small circles and tight turns. The constant action can also be detrimental to the stall.
If you don't have a concrete floor with mats, they could run ruts in the base of the stall. It doesn't matter how hard the ground is tamped, but if it's not a concrete base, they could destroy the bottoms of the stalls. You can go through an awful lot of bedding that way, because typically with these sorts of horses, you have to strip the stall daily just to put in clean, fresh bedding, and they just destroy it every day.
Once stall walking starts, it's hard to stop. Williams says there are some things you can try to decrease the behavior, such as giving horses toys.
Hang things like milk jugs, or they have, you know, scented apples and things you can hang from the ceiling. Any of those little jolly balls with the handles, something that they could play with. Also providing more hay, something that they can eat instead of chewing on the walls. They will probably stop walking if they actually have something to eat.
If you can, turn the horse out more often so it can exercise and work off pent-up energy. Williams says if all else fails, give it a buddy. Perhaps a goat or a miniature horse will calm the animal's nerves and give it somebody to play with. Learn more about quieting a stall walker at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.